Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Welcome back to Loud and Local, and we are continuing on with an awesome night of all Northwest music. If you have a request, text me at 77999. I'm the man in charge here, and I am happy to delegate all the selections over to you and have you choose what you want to hear on this very special program that we have tonight, because we have a band in studio called Black Knight Crash. These guys are awesome. They've been doing it for 16 years now?
Yeah, that's about right.
16 years. But without any further ado, let's go around the room. And first off, welcome up to the show, y'all.
Thank you. Hey.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
And yeah, now it's your turn. What do you do in Black Knight Crash? What's your name? And what's going on? How's your day going?
It's me. Jim. I sing. I play guitar. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Shreem. I play guitar. I had a great day. It was sunny in Seattle.
Went to the Sounders, right?
Yeah, that's right. They drew with nine men against LAFC, best team in the league, but it's another story.
My name's Tony, and I'm drums.
Jason, bass guitar.
Claire, guitar, and sometimes vocals as well.
Right on. Well, it's nice to have five people up here. A lot of times bands will come in and it'll just be like one, you know, one representative of the band. But it's a family affair here tonight, so that's very cool. You guys got to get up early tomorrow for your day jobs?
Sure do.
Nice. Well, I'll try to get you guys out of here in a respectable time, but we do have to get to some good music, which is why we're here tonight. You guys have a brand new album called Conflict of Disinterest, and this came out in the beginning of this month. Crazy to think it's already May. It's already almost half over with 2019, so very crazy. You guys, what number of album is this? Is this like five or six albums?
Actually, just fourth album. Cool. And then there have been a couple of other EPs and singles along the way. And yeah, the fourth full-length we've released.
Cool. So 13 years, wait, what
16.
Is it? 16 years of the band, and let's go through the kind of the lineage, the origin story of the band. So I know that you were the one who was the original member, and so what, there's been how many different band members?
About 30, I think, have played.
Holy crap.
I kind of keep track on live shows they've played, about 30 different people and mm-hmm. 31 different permutations, as we had a guy that played bass for us for a little while and then played drums, same guy, and things like that. But yeah, we're the one thing constant about Black Knight Crash is change. We're always okay. Going through changes.
But you have kind of a spreadsheet at home of everyone who played on what album?
And I do. I have a Excel workbook full of information.
That's
trivia,
awesome.
Lists of names, so I don't want to forget anybody, you know.
Yeah. You got to know who to thank when you're coming up with, you know, if you do like a rarities album or something like that, you know, a greatest hits, Black Knight Crash.
Exactly.
Got to know who to thank. So tell me about, let's go around the room. When did you join Black Knight Crash? And yeah, let's go that way.
I, it's about two and a half years ago.
Two and a half,
I've known Jason for a bit, and actually Tony way back, mutual friends, suggestion to
cool.
Go join, and actually I've known Jim for a while. We were crossing paths a lot, just didn't quite meet each other.
Sure.
But we did eventually, and it led to me coming into the band, so.
Right on, man. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, and several of us have played in previous bands together, different.
This is nice, incestuous Seattle music family, right?
Exactly.
And what about the rest of you guys? When did you jump aboard the Black Knight Crash ship?
This is Tony. I jumped on maybe 3 years ago, something like that. And, same. I knew Jason a little bit, and Jim I met for the first time at that time, but had kind of moved around in similar circles sort of thing. So, yeah.
Cool.
And I've been playing bass with the band probably since 2009.
Yeah, I think 2009.
So probably the longest member other than...
Currently, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Indeed.
On.
Yeah, I started at like the same exact time as Shireem.
Nice.
We both came on. I think we tried out on the same night.
Same night, yeah.
Yeah. So like 2.5 years.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, obviously you guys are killing it and you put out a new record, but you guys played last night at a thing called Seagaze. Seagaze Festivals. I'm assuming kind of Seattle shoegaze-ish and dream pop kind of music and whatnot.
That's right, yeah.
Heavy rock kind of shoegaze stuff. So tell me a little bit about the festival and how did it go?
Went great for us. This is the third year or fourth year, maybe third.
Third, I think,
of Seagaze.
Yeah.
I think we've played all of them so far. It kind of skews towards that whole shoegaze thing, but then there's some post punk in there and some kind of little gothier trapping, some electronic stuff, psychedelic stuff. So it's all kind of the same vibe. But the lineups have been great. Last night we played with the Prids out of Portland, Mother Mariposa out of Portland as well, and then. Sick Wish, I guess, is from Idaho.
Yeah,
it's one of the dudes from Built to Spill who were amazing.
Yeah.
And then the National Honor Society, who are longtime friends of the band and stuff like that. And tonight, I think Asteroid Number 4 out of San Francisco is headlining.
Killer.
The festival's still going on tonight at the Lo-Fi, which is kind of our home away from home.
So while you're listening, head on over there and give them a few dollars and go see some bands. Probably still going on, maybe, for another hour or so?
Yeah, okay. It's probably, just underway an hour ago or so. Probably.
Okay. Yeah, go check it out with our suggestion and see some awesome music and definitely get into what we would call shoegaze. So I'm familiar with the term, but if anyone's listening to KISW here, they're not really familiar even yet with Black Knight Crash. What would you even classify the term shoegaze? What does that mean?
Well, it actually came from a British journalist back in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, which is when the kind of genre was born. I guess, and it's just the term was referring to guitar players staring down at their effects pedals while they were playing, and that's kind of
first time I heard it was with the band My Bloody Valentine.
Yeah, that's the probably the biggest touchstone or the easiest door into the genre, like the most well known. But it was, I always like to say, it was a style that wasn't popular even when it was popular.
Really? Okay.
It got kind of overrun by grunge at exactly, like, just at the moment when shoegaze might have started to shine.
Yeah.
That's when Seattle blew up, and that was the headline style and all that. But it kind of never, there's always been, like, a kind of a shoegaze scene bubbling around the Northwest since then.
Yeah.
I mean, bands like the Dandy Warhols and Swoon 23 and other bands from the 90s, then Voyager 1, which both Jason and Tony played in, and, you know, we've been doing it for 16 years. I mean, we're not...
You guys are flying the flag, man.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're not straight shoegaze, but it's definitely, like, our big... I always used to call this my big dumb rock band.
Nice.
Because that's what it was supposed to be. Supposed to be like the Stooges and stuff, but it...
Works too.
You get into the pedals and stuff. And
see, I like shoegaze because, and I'm not trying to make this about me, but I like shoegaze because it's heavy, but it's not like I would play them on Metal Shop. It's not like death metal. It's just heavy music, but with really ethereal and dreamy vocals a lot of times. It's really cool. It's a nice conflict. I love it.
Well, there's a lot of guitars on it, typically, and, you know, a lot of effects. Pedals with the guitar, so with a good groove behind it, I think.
Yeah.
You know,
a lot of texture,
maybe.
It's
a beautiful donut
experience, full
of melodic oxygen.
Ah, yes, it's nice, man. And we're gonna, you know, let's stop talking about the music. Let's play the music. Let's let the music speak for itself. So we're gonna play a couple songs from the newest album, which is actually called Conflict of Disinterest. We'll talk a little bit more about the album and ask you guys about some influences and whatnot. But we're gonna play We Live Too Late and Heart of Stone. Do you guys want to introduce these? What are they about? Or what stands out to them about what stands out to you about these songs? Why'd you put them on the album?
They're about girls.
There you go.
That's kind of the primary topic. I'm a long adherent to the three things that are worth writing music about are girls, God, and drugs.
Nice.
So, we try to stick to those. Yeah, and lately politics. Unfortunately, I've been a little obsessed about that lately, but I try to stick to the girl stuff and boy meets girl, boy gets crushed by girl.
Girls.
Well, ironic because I've been married for over 20 years. So.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's Black Knight Crash here on Loud and Local. All right, turn it up. There we go. All right, cool. It's Black Knight Crash, one more time, loud and local.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Black Knight Crash in studio. You're listening to 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle and Tacoma and the Northwest. It's all Northwest music tonight, as it is Loud and Local and Black Knight Crash. If you like what you heard, the last couple songs, they are going to be playing June 1st at the Parliament in West Seattle with Headbands and Floored Faces. I want to see you guys pack that place out. Tell them Loud and Local sent you. It'll be a night of heavy grooves and good sounds, man. You're hearing songs from the album Black Knight Crash, Conflict of Disinterest, your newest album that I believe we were talking off air is kind of came together as an interesting process. Wasn't necessarily a studio album, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of leftover tracks from our last album. We recorded, at one point it was going to be a double album, and then when it came time to release, it didn't really make sense, so we did the last album, kind of picked the songs that fit together the best, and a lot of the heavier, louder, more rock stuff kind of got scuttled to the side. But I like that, and the more I listened to that stuff, the more I liked it. I was like, I'm not going to let this sit on the shelf. So
yeah,
we tied it together, and Eric Blood, Matt Brown, Eric Foster, I'm sorry, Evan Foster, Dave Hillis had a hand in it. And then Adam Straney, the mastering engineer. Mastering, which is like voodoo magic when you're making a record, never seems to make that big a difference to me. But that guy just tied it all up and made it sound like it made it kind of our most cohesive record ever, which is...
Imagine that.
Yeah, it was
off of
great.
Stuff that you... Yeah, that's awesome, man. It's almost as if it was intended to be that way.
It was.
You guys are going to be recording again very, very soon. Is that right?
We are. The end of May. Mm-hmm. We're going back in to work on album number 5. And sometime this summer, we'll have an EP out that we recorded...
It's like clockwork.
Yeah, we're fairly prolific. We all kind of write, so...
That's awesome.
We create, I mean, we generate a lot of music.
That's very cool. So tell me, what can we expect from album number 5? Were you guys recording it, and is it going to be pretty awesome? Are you? Come on, hype it up. Let's get some hype here.
It'll be the best, actually. It's going to be the best one.
Best record yet. Yeah, we're...
Definitely dynamic.
Working with our guy Matt Brown over at... Cracklin' Pop, Johnny Sangster's spot.
Cool.
Which is, we did some of the tracking for the last couple albums there. We've done tracking for our last 3 albums with Matt. He's kind of our guy. We just like to work with him. We have a relationship with him. So,
shout out Matt Brown.
Heck yeah.
That's awesome. Right on. And would you suggest other artists go to him, or do you want to keep him to yourself?
Yes.
Well, it'd be nice to be his priority.
Yeah, he's done wonders, and it's been great too. We've been working with him for so long now that he's kind of grown with us.
Cool.
So it's he's gotten better and better, as hopefully we've gotten better and better, and it just everything gets better and better.
There you go. Yeah. Speaking of growing with you guys, I want to bring you guys back to like your formative years of like what got you into music. So here's a question. It might be a little embarrassing, but I want you to admit it. If it is embarrassing, we don't need to lie to get cred points here. Think back about when the first album that you actually purchased on your own, whether it be tape, CD, vinyl, not the one that was given to you by, you know, like grandpa or grandma or cooler older brother, but the first one you actually purchased on your own.
I think as I think about this, I think I got 3 at the same time.
Nice.
And it was Billy Idol's Rebel Yell.
Okay.
Weird Al Yankovic in 3D, and Adam Ant, Friend or Foe, the one with Goody Two Shoes on it.
That's a nice little selection, kind of all over the board.
Yep.
You got to get some Weird Al though in there when you're a kid.
Oh yeah.
Weird Al's a great song there.
Weird Al was the best.
And how about you?
You know, I don't remember. It's probably something like REM.
There you go.
Yeah.
Everyone had REM.
Yeah.
I had an REM tape. I think I still have REM CDs. So.
It's a little less embarrassing than mine.
What do you got?
Daryl Hall and John Oates, Big Bam Boom.
And why?
Yeah, I think I had a crush on the babysitter.
Ah, yeah. Shout out to the gorgeous babysitter.
She knows now.
Nice.
It's out.
Now she knows.
Now she knows. And how about you, man?
I remember riding my bike to a store called Gemco. I don't know if you have that in the Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
But I bought Ozzy Osbourne. Bark at the Moon on vinyl.
Yes. See, this guy's the most hardcore of everyone. And how about you, man?
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't one-up that other than I remember the same thing in Las Vegas, walking across the ditch through the desert to go to Kmart, and I bought a cassette of Skritti Plitti's Cupid and Psyche 85, and
ooh.
I'm not ashamed of that at all.
There you go. As long as you will still back what you're down with when you're a kid, you know what?
I love that band, yeah.
There you go. So tell me, what is your, this is a lightning round, let's go fast here. Yeah. What's your favorite or favorites Northwest bands of all time?
Lots of them. The Sonics, truly is one that doesn't get nearly enough credit. Robert Roth's project, we have a lot of friends in bands now that I genuinely love playing with, love
nice.
Their music. The
yeah.
Purrs and Vibragun and Photoform, all these guys. Good stuff out of Portland, too. We just played with Mother Mariposa last night. They were great. True Primitives. So much good music in the Northwest.
Hell yeah.
I've listened to a lot of Built to Still over the years.
Great.
Definitely Nirvana and Melvins. I was, you know.
Classics. Aberdeen.
In high school in early 90s. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, same here. High school, probably Nirvana. Modest Mouse, more recent years.
Sure.
And then, like you were saying, friends of ours, bands. We're influenced by a lot of music from here.
That's
great. Sleepy Eyes of Death.
Cool.
Jimmy Hart.
Classics? No, I've never heard of them. I don't know.
No, you've never heard of this band. More modern, Helio Sequence,
yeah,
Elliot Smith,
great stuff,
Sleater-Kinney.
Yeah.
New Age Healers.
New Age Healers, yes,
great.
Of course. Yeah. And I got maybe one more, I'm not sure. Oh, I have a soft spot in my heart for Alice in Chains.
Of course, hell yes, yeah. Hell yes.
I have to agree with the Alice in Chains and Nirvana for sure. And then there's a band that, you know, they're around for one album or so, Gold Leaves.
Okay.
Light in the Attic Records, excellent band. Voyager 1. I fell in love with them right
Thanks,
away.
Sure.
And it's true.
Especially
That's awesome.
The drummer.
It's Black Knight Crash in studio. We're bringing it back to the music here. Here it comes in Come Easy. You guys are going to be DJ now. So I'm going to shut up. You have to be the FM DJ now. You got to do the cheesy, like, hey, what's up? So give it up.
Wait. All right. Yeah. Next up, we got Black Knight Crash with Here It Comes.
Perfect. We'll be right back.
Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
About to get into the second hour of Loud and Local, and Black Knight Crash hanging out with me. They got to get to work in the morning, so we got to get him out of here in just a few minutes. But I had to pick their brains a little bit because I do want everyone to check out this new album and wish them luck to go into the studio in just a few weeks for what, album number 5?
Yep. Album number 5.
That's very cool. And so, yeah, this Conflict of Disinterest is available on your Bandcamp, on Spotify and whatnot? Or?
Yeah, you can find it all your streaming services. Bandcamp is our favorite place to sell stuff because they give a pretty square deal to musicians.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Bandcamp. And we have physical copies available at shows. We haven't bothered to put it in the stores yet or haven't gotten around to it yet, but... yeah, if you want one, you can always reach out to us. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff, too. So you can always get to us that way, and we'd be glad to send you a copy.
And if you're listening, you're like, okay, Black Knight Crash, it's N-I-T-E. So make sure you spell it that way, and you'll be able to find them on all those platforms and add them, follow them, and tweak them and poke them and, you know, massage them and all that good stuff. And
massage.
Yes, exactly. So the album will be available. You can pick up a physical copy June 1st at the Parliament in West Seattle with Headbands and Floored Faces. Very, very cool. Do you know about Headbands and Floored Faces? Because I'm not. not familiar.
I don't know much about them. They just seem like really nice guys.
Well, there you go.
And we set up something with them, so we're looking forward to it. We've heard good things. I've heard great things about Floored Faces. So
now I'm going to check them out. Yeah. Right on. Is that a Saturday?
It is. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Saturday.
Cool.
Saturday, June 1st.
Right on, guys. Well, yeah, now is the time for you guys to plug whoever you want to plug, thank whoever you want to thank, or forever hold your peace.
We'd like to thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we mentioned a bunch of the people that we would probably thank, you know, guys that we worked with, like Matt and Evan and Adam Straney and the places like the Lo-Fi, which, like I said, is kind of our home away from home down there.
That's awesome.
Scott, the
owner,
it's a great
venue.
Yeah, it's one of the last, like, old Seattle feeling places. Totally. People talk all the time about how much the city's changed, but you can still find those little pockets and that little stretch of East Lake with the Victory and
Elk Horn Zone. Yep.
Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah, it's still seems like old Seattle there. So, who else? We had...
Probably Izzy, Randall, Scott.
We could list all our old band members.
All 31.
It might take a little while.
We don't have 4 more hours, okay, guys?
Yeah, they were the most. Actually, Izzy, Randall, and Scott especially, because they played on Conflict of Disinterest.
Okay.
So they were still in the band when we recorded most of that, and they were instrumental in getting it done. So definitely big thanks to them.
Yep.
Cool. All right. Anyone else? Anyone we're missing? All right. Again, June 1st at the Parliament in West Seattle, Headbands and Floored Faces playing alongside Black Knight Crash. Pick up their album, Conflict of Disinterest. Before we go, anything you want to say to the Northwest audience while they're held captive?
Come see us play. Buy our music. Tell everybody about us. Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors. Tell your friends' neighbors and your neighbors' friends.
Yes.
Spread the gospel. Spread
Black
the word.
Black Knight Crash. NITE.
That's right.
Spelled the sexy way.
Support local music. Go out, see shows. We need to see you there. That's how we can keep all this stuff going.
Absolutely. We'll see you June 1st at the Parliament in West Seattle. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Here's This Is Mine off of the newest Black Knight Crash album, Black Knight Crash album, Conflict of Disinterest. It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.